Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue with and complete the eighth parak of Maseches Shabbos. And again, we're just going along with different items and what the minimum shear is to be chayev for hotza'ah. Etzem kedei lasos tarva. The minimum size of a bone is big enough to make a spoon out of the bone. If you were making bone china, Rabbi Yehuda omer kedei las menuchaf. Rabbi Yehuda says they're big enough to make the tooth of a key out of the bone. They used to make keys out of wood, and they were the teeth of the key were made out of bones, so you don't need so much bone to make the tooth of a key like you would to make a spoon. And again, we're going in that same order of descending amounts. Zuchuchis k'dei ligrabo rosh hakarkar, the amount of glass to scrape the tip of a weaver's pin. When you would weave, a weaver would use some type of pin to separate the threads that became tangled with each other. So sometimes he would scrape the tip of the pin with a small piece of glass in order to sharpen that pin. Soror o even kedei lizrok ba'of. The minimum shear of a rock is big enough to throw at a bird to chase away the bird. Reb Lazar Yaakov omer kedei lizrok ba'behema. That no, it's got to be big enough to throw at an animal to chase away an animal. Now, Reb Lazar ben Yaakov holds that you wouldn't bother throwing a rock at a bird to chase it away, because you could just like stomp or shout and the bird will go away anyway. So stone is only going to be significant if it's a larger shear, large enough to chase away a behemoth. So in this is somewhat unusual. In all the other cases where we had a machlokes, it was going in descending order. Now it's going up in terms of the height, in terms of the size rather. And that's for the simple reason that in the previous Mishnayos, we were just these items were useful for multiple things. The question is which one is considered, which of its uses were considered its primary uses. Over here, Rabbi Lozman Yaakov holds that the use that the Tanakhama describes is not a use at all for that rock. It's simply not something a rock would be used for, and therefore he has to come up with a larger shear. Mishnah Zayin, the last Mishnah in the Perek, Cheres kedei liten ben patzim lechavero. The amount of pottery, of broken pottery that you'd be chayv for carrying, is enough to put between boards that you pile on top of each other, just to give it a little bit of space between the boards, so that the weight of the pile doesn't press down on the boards and cause the boards to, meaning they're not going to be perfectly straight, but they'll really warp if they don't have something in between them to provide a little bit of separation. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the amount of cheres that you'd be chayv for carrying. Rameir Omer k'dei lachtos bo'os ha'or. Now Rameir says it's enough to scoop up a fire from a large bonfire with that cheres, which sounds like it's a little bit more. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kedei Lekabel Bo Revias, that the cheres has to actually have a base kibble that could hold a revias. So Rabbi Yossi's shear is less than the shear of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda's shear is the smallest of the shiurim, according to the Rishonim over here. So it actually starts with the smallest, then goes bigger, and then smaller again. So that's an unusual order. I'm not sure why that happens. Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir quotes a raya for his opinion. Again, Rabbi Meir was one that said, "Kedei lachtos bo'os ha'or," that the size of a piece of pottery that's useful is what you would need to stoke a fire. So he says, "Afal pishen raya ledavar, zecha ledavar." Even though I don't have a raya that a piece of cheres is big enough to pick up a coal or a piece of, or a fire, there's a remes to it. V'lo yimatze b'mechitaso cheres lachtos eish miyakud, that you shouldn't find among its pieces a piece of earthenware to take a burning coal from a fire. So it's talking about an earthenware kli. The pasuk says that it will be so shattered that none of the pieces are even going to be big enough to pick up a burning coal. So why does it identify dafka broken pieces of a kli as being that which you could pick up a burning coal with? Because apparently that is the minimum amount that you would need in order to have a significant usage of that kli. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Misham Raya, you think that's a Raya? V'lachsof Mai mayim migeva. The pasuk says that to scoop water from a pit. So that implies that even if it can hold a little bit of water, that's going to be enough. That's going to be chashuv enough. And that's what my shear was. My shear, Rabbi Yossi says, was k'dei l'kabel revius. So Meir says that it's large enough to scoop out. That large enough to scoop out water is not chashuv. Is going to say that the pasuk means to say. Tos Yantov explains that it's going to be shattered, so fully shattered that people aren't going to find. That people won't even be able to find not only a significant piece, even a totally insignificant piece, like one that you could scoop up water with, which is not even significant. They won't even be able to find that. So that's how he learns that line of the pasuk. So to summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav, we learned the minimum size of bone, which was a machlokas, the minimum size of glass, the minimum size of a rock or a pebble, which was a machlokas, and in Mishnah Zayin, we learned the minimum size of pottery, which is three opinions, either the amount that you need to put between boards that you're stacking, the amount that you need to scoop out a piece of coal from a fire, or the amount that you need in order to hold a revius of water. Rabbi Meir, who held that it's the amount that you take a coal from a fire, had a raya from Pasuk in Yeshayahu. But Rabbi Yossi says, no, that Pasuk is a raya to me, because it also refers to scooping out water with the cheres. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the ninth parak of Maseches Shabbos.